Welcome, everybody. Share number 1132. We're learning today. Lilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafur Shalema Sarafega Baslay and Achama. Getting back to Amalach of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so we're just going through various different shilas in reference to a fly and a bee, how to trap, if it's possible to trap, what to do. And so on. And again, just real quickly to chazer over the distinction, to review the distinction between a fly and a bee. The bee is a harmful insect, we said, and the fly is not harmful, so therefore the halachas vary a little bit, which we spoke about. Just getting back to the fly a minute, in reference to, we're trying to go through some various different practical applications with the fly. Let's say somebody has a cup. It happens many times, especially in a sukkah for sure, but even in a house, people eat sometimes people eat on the porch, the terrace, outside, whatever, or even inside, the window's open, and it brings on the sefer Machin L'Shiftecha on in our Simin Shin Tet Zayin, in the Piskei Halacha in Ois Vav, and he says that in conjunction with the halachas that we learned from the Ramah, the halacha in Imparach Zevuv L'Soicha Kais. Let's say a person has a cup on the table, right? There's a drink or no drink, it's empty, let's say, right? And a leftover drink, so maybe it attracted the fly, and the fly flies into the cup. So you don't want the fly to bother you. So what do you want to do? You want to take a tissue and cover the cup, right? So the fly is not going to run around bothering people, right? It's not going to hurt anybody, but you don't want it to bother anybody. So what do I want to do? It flew into the cup. Now in this cup, it's a regular cup. I want to throw a tissue over the cup like this. The fly doesn't fly out. You're not allowed to do that. That you're not allowed to do because, like we said, the Ramah that is considered trapping if it's in a small box, which a cup has a din of a small box, obviously. You're not allowed to close the box, because of the fact that it becomes a psikresha. It's automatically going to be trapped. The fly will be trapped inside. Even though we did see that the Torah, the second Shita says, but that by a fly is no problem because it runs away. But we said that Lamaiso, it doesn't, we don't paskin like that. We go with the Lafida, the Mishabribota and the Bach and the Mungan Avram. We go with the first Shita, which says that one should not close a small box if a fly or flies, for that matter, flew in. So the same thing, I have a cup on my table, a fly flew in, I wanted to throw a tissue over it, you can't do that. But, he says, v'lochein imparach, zavuv, l'soich kais, the fly flew into the cup, machasim ul'mayla, the person wants to cover from on top, aval nishra, you could do it on one condition, aval nishra ha'kais, kitzas pesucha, if you threw a tissue, or you throw some sort of a cover over the cup, right, to keep the fly inside, so it doesn't bother everybody, you could do it, only if you leave it a little bit open, aval nishra ha'kais, kitzas, you leave it a little bit open, again, open enough whereby the fly, he can fly out, then we're going to say that there's no iser of tzad. Just like the Ramah said, we don't say there's an iser of capturing over there, this would be the same thing over here. You left it a little bit open, right? We said by the Mishabura, if somebody has a box, stick in a knife, or leave the cover a little bit open, or stick in something that you have some sort of a hole, or if there's a hole in the box, bechlal. So then we said it's no problem to cover the box. So the same thing by this cup, right? The fly is there, if you want to cover it with a tissue, or cover it with something else, you have to make sure that there's a little bit of an opening up on top, whereby the fly could fly out. So the fact that the fly doesn't fly out because most of the top is open, so that's his problem. But there is a little bit of a space where he could get out, so then it's not a psik ratio because you're not trapping it because you want the fly. I just don't want the fly to bother me. You understand? So therefore, as long as you have some sort of space, that's what he says. He could fly out through that opening. And just to talk about a minute, I just want to tell you, he brings down the case of a, which we spoke about in the house, right? It's a fly flying around the house. Maybe I can't close the door of the house. So the mice we came out, it's not a problem, but he says, Yesha, he says in Oy Zion, again, the Sefer Machin L'Shiftecha in Oy Zion at the end of our Simen Shin Tet Zion. And he says, Yesha, Hikilu Lizgar, Achaloinois, one would be, there are those who are maker, like we said, to close the windows that are open, even though there's flies or fly or flies flying around in the house, inside of the house, even though they won't be able to fly away, to go away. Now we're not talking about when it's cold. We said when it's cold, so there were different issues. There's a kol choylem etzel tzina and so on, that there are different issues. One could close even if a bird flew in, right? So, by a fly, it's a little bit easier because the enemy needs it and so on. Can't fly away. You close the door, I close the windows, flies in the house, flying around. I can't catch it in one swipe, but he can't fly out. Because of the fact that, again, with the fact that I close the window, I close the door, it doesn't make it easier for me to capture the fly. It's like the case of the Mishbura, if I'm standing inside of a box, right? I can't catch it. I just can't catch the fly. So then it makes it much easier. He does say, Lamaisa Ladina, one should try and be careful. There is room to be machmel. If you have a mind, so if you're just closing the door because I want to close the door, fine. But if a person has a mind, if you have a mind to trap the fly in the room or in the house, right, you have a mind that he should be closed in for whatever reason. But if you have a mind that he should be closed in, so that's already becoming problematic. That's what he says. But he says the bottom line is, the truth is, you really don't have to worry about this at all. Why? He says, so he says, by these flies, the bottom line is, you could close the door, close the window from today till tomorrow. You could close, lock the doors, lock the windows and everything. When you're dealing with a little fly, there'll always be a space where he could fly out. You know, like we said in the Ramah, as long as you have some sort of a space, even a small little box, it's no problem. So that's what he says, that the Metzius is on these flies, they're fast and they're small and so on. In Makam Lachash, you don't have to worry about all these things, even if you have a few flies flying around in the house, and maybe I'll close the door, and maybe I have a mind that it should be trapped or whatever. Yeah, we don't mean trapped with a cup. We mean trapped because of the fact that I close the doors and windows. Right? So he says, the flies will always find a place. They're always going to find a place to run away. There's always some sort of opening, some sort of hole somewhere for this little fly. Even after you close all the doors and you close the windows, so one does not have to worry about this whole thing at all. Because Lamais Ladina, one, there is room to be machmir, if you want to say, because if a person has a mind to trap it. But in general, there's always room for the fly to fly out. So these are all these, but that's the klal in general. One should know, for one's eating, fly flies in the cup, like we spoke about last time, a fly flies on the plate, in the plate, a fly flies in the utensil, a fly flies whatever, right? You want to trap it, it shouldn't bother me, I got to continue eating. So it could be done, again, not to kill it, but it could be done, as long as wherever you're trapping it in, that small place, you have in mind to, not you have in mind, I'm sorry, you leave enough of an opening whereby the fly could fly out at any time. And the fact that the fly does not, the Mishnah Berurah said also, the fact, even though it's a small hole, but he could fly out, but the fact that he doesn't fly out, that's his problem, so to say, as they say in English. And it will all be well. But if it's in a small place, one has to be careful. Now, people don't realize it. Oh, it flew into my cup. It flew into my plate. Just throw a cover over it. One, two, three. You got to be careful. Once you did that, you got a problem. And we saw last year in the Sefer, Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he brought down from the various different places that not just that, but it's, then you have to open up and let them fly away. You shouldn't have any pleasure from it and so on. And to do tshuva for what he did wrong. It was a mistake. He didn't realize. Thank you for listening. That's Lachem Racha Kol Tov.